Welcome. You are listening to the Retirement Lifestyle Show with Roshan Lungani, Eric Olson, and Adrian Nicholson. This show is an exploration of ideas to help you work toward your ideal retirement. Get ready for the financial independence of your dreams.
Welcome to the Retirement Lifestyle Show. I'm your co-host, Roshan Lungani. We've got the whole gang together for today. Adrian and Eric, you're back. So Adrian, how was your week before we start peppering Eric with questions since he's been gone for a while?
My week was awesome. Even better now that you mentioned that Eric's back. Glad to have you back, Eric.
Hey, thanks.
So Eric, what have you been doing the last few months? We've seen you, but I know the listeners have not heard your voice in a little while.
Right. Well, it has been a crazy period. I think if it's now essentially the last 4 months has been one bit of conferences or travel after the next. In June, it was 9 days for my mother-in-law's celebration of her life, 21 days celebrating my 40th wedding anniversary, another 9 days with my kids and grandkids in Seattle, including camping on the slopes of Mount Rainier. And that was a 40-day period away from the office. I just have never done anything like that in my entire career. And it was fantastic. And by the way, just, you know, you're both married. That was a great thing for our marriage, a fantastic thing. And then subsequent to that, it's just been a variety of conferences as well as another stint in Seattle with our kids and grandkids. So yeah, it's been a fantastic time of refreshment and learning, but it has meant that I have not been here for the show. We talked about the possibility of my trying to, you know, redo the timing of our recordings, but that was just really not workable for a lot of reasons. So I appreciate the two of you guys carrying the show for that entire phase.
Yeah, of course. We're happy to have you back here. And Roche mentioned it, we saw you in Chicago, so it was great seeing you in person. I'm sure some longtime listeners and viewers know that we tend to only see Eric online over this podcast. So it was nice seeing you in Chicago, being able to just catch up. So that was great.
Yeah, so true, so true. So for our listeners today, one of the things that we thought we'd do is just do something a little different and quite a bit shorter, and just do a review of this because this is leading up to an announcement. And so, but we think about the experience of the three of us in this podcasting journey together as really there being four stages. The first stage I wasn't really part of. That was the two of you in, we'll call it season one, and you did a book review. Just summarize what that was about and how that went.
Yeah, so the book was Your Money or Your Life that we reviewed, and I still think that's a good book, Your Money or Your Life by Vicky Robin, Joe Dominguez, and Mr. Money Mustache are the authors. And it definitely was a different time. I remember we recording. The sound quality is so bad, we've thought about just pulling it from our feed of our podcast altogether, because I recorded that using the Apple earbuds that come, you know, with the wire that come with the phone, or that used to come with the phone. I don't think they come with the phone anymore. But it was definitely, yeah, a different time, different record. I think we recorded that actually on like conference as opposed to, you know, Zoom or anything else. Is that right, Adrian?
Yeah, you're right, Roshan. We had the classic podcast setup, me and you in one room, mics on both sides of it. It's honestly making me emotional right now, thinking about way back to that time. But it was definitely a great experience. I really enjoyed it. And some of the topics we talk about, I think, are still valuable today. Just getting started with financing, the value of saving, being accountable, setting goals, just staying motivated and doing the best you can just to improve your situation. So looking back at it, I definitely understand what you're saying. The quality wasn't that great, but where we are today, it really puts a milestone on it. So I definitely really value that season a lot and really enjoyed it a lot, especially with the classic setup. Maybe we should try that out one day.
Yeah, and then that's right. And then we moved on to season two, where we changed the name of the show to Financial Independence. And Eric joined in for that season. And I believe the entire season we broke down essentially how to build a financial plan.
Yeah, you know, I think there's the backstory to that is, and by the way, listeners, if you haven't discerned, this is the only thing we're talking about today. It's sort of reminiscing and then looking forward. Where there's no, don't, if you're waiting, where are they going to get to the topic? This is the topic today. So don't, you either have to tune, you know, stay with us or have to tune out. This is going to be of interest to those people, I think, who know us better and are interested in some aspects of our personal story. So Roshan, it was October of 2019, and I had gone out to Washington, D.C., as I was wont to do in October, to go watch some World Series games with my brother who lives out there, you know, not necessarily in person, but at least just to hang out together and catch some games of the World Series.
Well, actually, Eric, you had come in town for a conference. I don't remember if there were games or not.
Oh, was it? Okay.
It was FinCon, what happened to be in D.C.
that year. Oh, I bet you're right. Okay. Now, come to think of it, yes, it was. And so I said, hey, well, I'm going to be in town. What if we got lunch? And so you had this one place in mind not too far from your office, and we sat down. I'm trying to remember what that was. Was that?
Well, you told me you like different kinds of beer, so we went to a beer garden that was near the office.
Oh, that's
right.
Well, but I also remember over a lunch, there was, I thought it was Thai or Malaysian or something of that nature. Just sitting there, and one of the things I said shared with you was, hey, I'm interested in doing a podcast. And you said, no kidding, Adrian and I are already doing a podcast. Why, instead of you doing your own, why don't we just do this together? And so that led to season two and the change of the name to Financial Independence. And there we got rolling. And so that was my first foray into this medium. And boy, we learned a lot. And I hope I think we provided a lot of really good content, because as you said, it was a very systematic treatment of lots of financial planning concepts for people who might want to do this themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were pretty much outlining everything.
Yeah, and I think the sound quality went up a little bit. Our editing improved. Back then, Eric, who has a crazy busy schedule, he actually told us today when we got together right before we recorded, I only slept an hour and a half because I've been so busy. But he also then volunteered to edit all the podcasts, which we tried. And I remember warning you, you have no time for this, but we tried, and it was too much on your plate, which worth trying. But then we've got editors. So I'm just thinking about the evolution and how things just got better along the way.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
And then at some point we realized, well, wait a second, what we're doing here is, in terms of our motivation, yes, we want to help people, and providing good content about how to do a plan yourself is certainly good content. But there's maybe many of the people that are our clients really don't want to do it themselves, yet they still want to understand what it is that we're doing and how we're thinking about things. What if we reshape the show to instead speak to our typical client and those that would be considering working with us on that basis? And approach the show from that vantage point. And so at that point, we some combination of launching into season three and renaming the show again to the present name, Retirement Lifestyle Show. Talk about that transition and how you guys looked at that transition at the time.
Well, yeah, I remember we tested and did for a little while these segments that were more about mentality, bettering your life, giving to others. So we were testing that, and I remember thinking that when we go with lifestyle, as it let us broaden our topics. So, you know, season one was the book review about taking control of your life, and then the financial independence was about building your plan, all very much financial planning related. But there is another part that I think we were missing, which I guess Your Money or Your Life does definitely touch on that as well. But it's more of, what do you want out of life? How do you accomplish that? Giving back to society. And I think switching over to the Retirement Lifestyle Show gave us some freedom to go into those areas.
Season two benefited us as well, because again, that was the first time all three of us were just on a podcast together, really doing deep dives on certain topics. And those episodes, I remember, could go an hour long. So I was just really excited to, hey, let's not just contain us and just keep us packed into just narrow focus on planning, what goes into it, and all these little aspects of it. So I was really excited to, like you said, Roshan, be able to explore a lot of areas with you all, because, you know, I was really excited when you joined, Eric, as well. I really didn't know anything about you. I mean, I never met you in person. I mean, the first time Roshan introduced me to you. He asked me to come into his office, and there you were on a big screen TV, you know, across the country, basically eating French toast. And you're like, "Hi, my name's Eric," and I knew nothing about you, but I'm like, you know what? Let's take a chance. I'm open to anything. And then season two, really, you really showed everything what you were about, Eric. So I'm like, man, we just can't just focus on just this one topic. We really gotta transition into something else so we can dive in deep into a bunch of new topics, because I think we can provide a lot of value to our listeners and viewers with how analytical we are, how much research we do, how much experience we have. I thought that was a really beneficial transition.
Yeah, I agree with that. In Retirement Lifestyle Show terms, you talked about segments, Roshan. Specifically, you had a segment that was called the Science of Happiness. And we would do that, it seemed, if I recall, every second episode or so. And then I was doing a segment on the alternate weeks that was called The High Impact Life. And really, I think we've ultimately made the decision that rather than having it chopped up like that, we would start in doing full episodes to do a deeper dive on some of those subjects. And so started bringing in some guests that could talk about wellness, talk about happiness. And we've had in the show people who are talking about their personal journeys in travel. We've had psychologists. And one of the areas that's been of interest particularly to me has been some entrepreneurs and fund managers and others who are engaged in impact investing in one fashion or another. So quite a lineup of people there. So that really did, as you pointed out, Roshan, express a much larger or picture or portray a much larger nature of retirement life, which is not just investing and planning. Those are just means to an end, but really talking about ends as much as we talked about means.
Yeah, and I liked that transition, by the way, going from instead of doing segments, because it wasn't as smooth, to saying, you know, dedicating whole episodes to some of these things. I really liked the interviews that we had with Dignity Coconuts was one, and then the other one, the cashew company. I can't remember their
Donald
name
Donald
right
Larson
now.
And Sunshine Nut Company.
Sunshine Nut Company, that's what it was. God, what an interesting guy, great story. So I think that was a good shift, saying instead of just doing little segments, we can dedicate an episode to it, because I think that information is valuable to those that are listening.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Well, so now we're coming to stage four, and here's essentially the announcement, and that is if it wasn't sort of assumed or suspected by you, the listener, during these last few months of my absence, rather than just me stepping back in, what we've decided is we're going to take a couple different directions here. So Roshan and Adrian will continue on with the Retirement Lifestyle Show as you've come to know and love it. And I separately will be going in a slightly different direction. And this direction is going to be in some ways resembling the show that we've done here, but it's going to have a more deliberate and consistent focus on impact opportunities through the deploying of your capital and through deploying your life in a variety of ways. So still wanting to not neglect substantial subjects related to what's going on in the markets and going on in the economy. Still, you know, not wanting to neglect advanced planning concepts, which has been, I think, a specialization of our show over these years, but also to have an even more acute focus on specific investment ideas that are having an impact in the world, which is a big, big interest of mine.
Yeah. And, you know, I remember throughout the years you've talked about wanting to do one or two additional shows with some of the ideas you've had. So I know this is the direction you're headed now, but even while we've discussed this, you've talked about the possibility of additional shows in the future.
Well, that's true. So I appreciate you're actually referencing that. I don't know that I've mentioned this actually on the show, but what I've done in the summer is to, well, so everybody knows that we represent essentially three different generations. And so I'm the old guy. And so I've got maybe, you know, at 64, maybe another 10 or 12 years of tread left on the tires, where these guys, they've got long, long runways ahead of them. But at this point, I look at my next contribution to clients in the final analysis is not to just serve clients myself for the next decade, but is instead to raise up another generation and try to replicate another generation of planners that take sophisticated planning seriously, as opposed to using the approaches that I'm, you know, our listeners have heard me be critical of what takes place in many segments of our industry, which is to use planning, but really only as a wedge to have access to asset management, and really not doing anything careful with that planning. It's just sufficiency planning, as opposed to really looking at advanced tax strategies that could be incorporated into that planning. I want to see the next generation serve people more diligently on the planning side. That's one. And secondly, I do believe that from an impact standpoint, the way in which we often, I don't mean the three of us, but I think our culture characterizes wealth and money is off. And it's chasing some picture of satisfaction or contentment that isn't really achieved by wealth itself. So instead, what I'm wanting to do is to make sure that we steward a group of young advisors that have a vision for wealth deployed as an avenue to joy. And so what I've done is I've hired 8 part-time paraplanners. And I can't believe it that I thought you talk about maybe biting off too much, but they're all working full-time jobs in other capacities, but they're kicking the tires on this career for the next year. And for 8, 10, 12 hours a week, we'll give them a broad exposure to a lot of things. Some may say, hey, I'm glad I did that and I hate this career and I'm gone. Some may say, hey, I'm glad I did this, love the career, but hate you, which is great to discover that in 500 hours rather than 3 years into investing in them. But some subset of them, I expect, will say, hey, love this career, enjoy the approach that we're using here, want to continue on. And that would plant the seeds of then really pouring into these and subsequent annual cohorts of these advisors. So hopefully over the course of the next decade, I can contribute what I know to the mindset and the practices of, who knows, maybe 50 or 100 advisors. We'll see how it goes. So one podcast would be designed to serve them.
Yeah, that's a great way to give back to that next generation of advisors. But then you think about the compound effect of you're then giving back to all of the people they serve. So I think that's a great thing that you'll be doing. So Eric, I'm happy for you because you've mentioned wanting to do something like this for years, and the type of person you are, I think you would have planned on not sleeping and doing everything at once. So I think that I know that it's a big decision for you to transition and focus on those. And I'm happy that you've made that decision. And I'm sure I'm looking forward to the first episode when it comes out. And for everyone here, you know, all of our Retirement Lifestyle Show alum that have been listening for years, friends that have been listening for years, will definitely share the information on the episode as soon as it comes out, because I know they'll miss hearing your thoughts and your ideas, and always well thought out, researched and analyzed. So we will be missed.
Well, you're very kind to say that, but I think there are probably some listeners are going to be saying, thank heavens, because the guy could not shut up. And so it doesn't have a filter. So on that basis, it'll be a show that certainly will hit the hot spot hit the sweet spot with a number of our listeners better with me out than with me in. But this has been a great ride, guys.
I think some of my most favorite, most interesting things were just the debates and discussions we would get into. I remember that one time where I tried to use the odds of your Roth conversion to the odds of jumping off the Niagara Falls. I got a lot of text messages, calls, and emails on that one.
I know. Some of my clients said, wow, that got a little spicy.
Yeah. But Eric, you got to give yourself some more credit. I mean, you really have provided just such great wisdom, advice, just research throughout all our episodes that I just feel like not only our listeners and viewers will just access over time, but I definitely will too. I mean, sometimes there have been some episodes where you're just providing just so much. I'm just like, wow, just so much information at once, but it's so great, so valuable. And you really walk the walk and talk the talk. And sometimes you have a different perspective or lens, and that I think is really valuable. You're not really willing to really shy away from some things too, which I think is beneficial as well, that I respect. So, you know, I definitely appreciate everything that you provided over the years, and definitely wish you the best of luck moving forward.
Well, I appreciate that, Adrian. That is really very, very kind of you to say. And I'm if there have been some subset of our listeners that have valued the sort of technical way that I think and speak, I guess, I'm glad for that. But you, the two of you certainly have that bent too. One of the things, you know, before I knew you, Adrian, I've known Roshan for going back to 2005. So it's been 18 years, I think. Yeah. And so as a result, you know, it was one of the things that early on I thought, wow, I'm so glad to meet somebody in this business who isn't, pardon me, isn't just focusing on relationship building and sort of relationship management, but is actually an analytical person, somebody who's thinking about a lot of these subjects in trading and in approaches to the markets and in planning. I thought, hey, there's a kindred spirit. And so you have a lot of that. But it is true, you'll probably have just a few less spreadsheets that we'll be sharing on the YouTube version of the show.
Yeah, and you know, I remember meeting you thinking something very similar and even having recorded some episodes that I think only the three finance nerds like us would actually listen to this to this episode,
yeah,
or have an interest in it. So it's been fun. We will definitely, Eric, we'll definitely have you back as a guest for topics along the way, as we've discussed previously. So that'll be fun to do. And your new podcast, the expected launch date is the first quarter of next year, correct?
That's
January 2024.
Right. Yeah, the target is I want to get this going and out the door in January.
So once that's done, we'll have an episode around then to talk about maybe the first few that you've recorded, and then we can share all the information with all of your retirement lifestyle show fans for, you know, almost 4 years now.
Yeah, that'd be great. I appreciate that, gentlemen, very much.
Everyone, thank you for listening to us. Yeah, not only now, but over the last 4 years. Eric, please go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, just I want to do exactly what you just did, is thank our listeners for allowing us. If you're still listening at this point in the episode, thanks for, you know, hanging with us as we reminisce about the show. There's been a lot of changes, pardon me, and we've not just addressed those from a substance standpoint, but just also from a production value standpoint. And we added that you added YouTube and really tried to upgrade the sound and hired people that could help us with the editing and that sort of thing. So I hope it's been a more listenable and more viewable show over the years, more recently than it had been at the beginning. But anyway, great reminiscing with you, gentlemen.
Yeah, it's been great episodes, and looking forward to the future. And as we always say, like, subscribe, tell your friends and family, give us 5 stars, take control and achieve your goals. And we'll be back with another great episode of the Retirement Lifestyle Show.
Schedule a conversation with Roshan, Adrian, or Eric today at retirementlifestyleshow.com. Roshan and Eric are certified financial planner practitioners. They, along with Adrian, are investment advisor representatives and serve clients across the U.S. with financial planning and investment advice through Arete Wealth. If you found this show helpful, gained knowledge, or enjoyed the time you spent with us, tell your friends and leave us a 5-star review. This will help others discover the show. To access our show notes, to download any of the tools mentioned in today's podcast, to ask us a question, or to schedule a conversation, go to retirementlifestyleshow.com. All opinions expressed by podcast hosts and guests are solely their own. While based on information they believe is reliable, neither Arete Wealth nor its affiliates warrants its completeness or accuracy, nor do their opinions reflect the opinion of Arete Wealth. This podcast is for general informational purposes only and should not be regarded as specific advice or recommendations for any individual. Before making any decisions, consult a professional. The show hosts offer investment advice through Arete Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor, and securities through Arete Wealth Management, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC, and NFA. Finally, our music is The Chance by Jason Shaw and Audionautics. It's part of the YouTube audio library, and it's licensed under a Creative Commons license. I am Ray Voices. Thank you for listening.